This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China says the meat and seafood areas in Beijing's wholesale food market have been contaminated by the coronavirus. And the government is focused on a spike of COVID-19 cases linked to the massive Xinfeidi Food Center, home to an ocean of trading halls. China is reporting 25 new infections today among 360,000 people who have been tested. The latest outbreak has struck more than 100 victims and raised fears of a wider spread. Still, Chinese health authorities say they believe the situation has been contained. The official virus case count in China stands at about 85,500, with some 4,700 deaths. Germany today recorded 770 new infections, the highest daily number in a month. The outbreak is attributed in large part to tests administered to slaughterhouse workers. Germany has seen 1,000 COVID cases, with almost 9,000 lives lost. A meatpacking plant in Britain has been shut down amid a COVID outbreak in Yorkshire. It was the third localized shutdown of its kind in recent days. The UK has the world's fifth highest number of coronavirus cases and the heaviest in all of Europe, about 302,000, with a death toll topping 42,000. Britain today lowered its virus threat level from 4 to 3, meaning an epidemic is in general circulation instead of level 4, a warning that transmission rates are high or rising exponentially. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said lowering the threat level was a testament to what he called the British people's determination to beat the virus. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with his country's top opposition leaders today to talk about rising tensions with China. This in the wake of a clash in the disputed Himalayan border region of Ladakh this week. India claims 20 of its soldiers were killed. China hasn't said if it suffered casualties. Each side blames the other for sparking the violence. It was the deadliest conflict between the two nuclear powers in nearly a half century. Both countries, however, appear ready to ease the situation. This is VOA News.